Please enjoy the music while your party's being reached.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're recording. We're live. Welcome back. I know it's been, I guess, a little while. I know that because I'm starting to get, like, direct messages to me in my inbox saying, like, when is the next episode? It's not like I forgot about the podcast. I'm just busy with my new job that is 2 days a week, every other week. And, yeah, I went on a little vacation to upstate New York, where I always go, to watch the eclipse, which I will be getting into fully. I'm going to say momentarily. Looking at my topics list, I do have a lot of topics. And now that I'm looking at them, I'm like, they're kind of old. Like, does anyone want to hear about April Fool's Day? Does anyone want to hear about Easter Sunday? I'm not so sure. But I will say, I didn't know that people ate lamb on Easter until, like, this year, where, like, suddenly everyone was eating lamb. I thought that people, like, respectfully didn't eat lamb and then just made it out of butter, like a little butter sculpture. That's what we did in my culture. Ukrainian Catholic, you know, we had, like, ham, kielbasa, honestly, I don't even think I had lamb until I was, like, 25 years old. Like, I'm like, what is lamb? And I think it was on accident, too. Like, a kebab place. I don't know. Shout out lamb, though, regardless. I feel like it's probably healthy. Is it the other red meat? No, it's pork. But is it red meat? Yeah, I think it is. Not going to research that. But, you know, I hope everyone had a really great Easter and April Fool's Day. The only other thing that happened between the holiday and, like, the eclipse that's worth mentioning specifically is that, like, I was having a drink at the cocktail bar next to my apartment on a Friday or Saturday night, and I ran into not one, but two listeners at different times, and I was just fucking... Damn it, it's not loud enough. So, yeah, one was a straight guy in a really nice sweater that I was, like, kind of clocking him from afar. I was like, who makes that? And then he's like, I went to the bathroom, he's like, hey, are you Dan? I was like, maybe. He's like, yeah, listen to your podcast. I was like, what? He was like a going away party for his, like, gorgeous girlfriend. I was like, oh my God, this is so crazy. We, you know, chatted for a little bit. I get back to my stool, and then a few minutes later, another one comes up. And she was, again, like a normal, beautiful woman and not crazy and weird. God. And she's like a neighbor of mine. We've actually communicated on Patreon about my neighbor that will collect air conditioning units and break them open with a wrench at the kind of ass crack of dawn and inhale the Freon in front of dozens of children walking to school. The school that we live nearby, and it's really a sight to behold. So we bonded over that and other stuff. Kind of can't remember because it was like almost 2 weeks ago, and like the memory's just not what it used to be, folks. But shout out both of you guys. Also, the hats have been, I think all the hats are out now, like they've been delivered. I know the guy in Saudi Arabia got the hat, which I was like worried about. I was like, is it gonna make it? It made it. My faggot Australian listeners also got their hats, and very excited about that because I do love Australia. I love my Australian listeners. As you know, I've turned a leaf on Australians. I think they're great. So.
Thank God you're here. Grandma's been raped.
Oh, God. Let's talk about the eclipse. Okay, we got to get that out of the way. It's also a big topic. I will be kind of looking at it from all angles. Where do I begin? So, I mean, I've been planning this trip for like weeks, if not even months in advance, because Rochester, New York was in the path of totality, meaning that the moon will completely block the sun. If you're out of that narrow path, it's just going to look like a little crescent moon. I mean, you probably already know this, but I just thought I'd explain it. So best friend of the pod, Sean, hosted me and like six other friends. Overall, let me just say it was incredible. It was kind of like just what I needed, but there was a lot like leading up to that. There was, lightning striking the Statue of Liberty, which I was like, whoa, that's kind of, I mean, maybe that happens a lot. Maybe it happens a lot and like no one really talks about it.
Black stockings, white shoes, shouldn't be allowed in the church.
And then there was a damn earthquake, which I was at work. Which, yeah, some of us have to fucking do, by the way. I was at work. I was photographing a very tall, thin lamp on a tiny pedestal that was also thin and tall. And I didn't even like feel anything. I'm also like in Bushwick, there's like the above ground train. There's planes flying over. There's just like, I don't know. There's a lot of the building kind of old and rickety. So you hear like people walking above you. Next door, it's just a very like dynamic space. So I wasn't clocking the earthquake's tea. And then I start like looking at my phone, getting the text, and I'm like, holy shit, like there was a damn earthquake. 4.8. Which, I mean, I don't think it's out of 5. I think it's out of like, is it 10? 4.8 though is, it seems pretty reasonable, respectful. Healthy number. Didn't feel a damn thing. Literally also later that day, I was with friend of the pod Juan and we were outside talking about the earthquake. And then as we were outside, like we're getting texts like, did you just feel the aftershock? And I'm like, no, like what the fuck? I didn't feel either. You know, I was a little jealous, but also like, kind of don't fuck with earthquakes. Like, I do not like them. I don't want them to be happening. They do be happening all the time, I guess. And it's like, yeah, it's fine. But I just don't, I don't want to get excited about an earthquake because it's like potentially catastrophic. So, you know, whatever. Anyways, we leave to go up to Rochester. Me, Louis, Paris, Aaron. We agree on Saturday at noon, which in our little group chat, I was going to be honest. I was kind of being a bitch. I'm like, we need to leave at the ass crack of fucking dawn to beat the traffic. Because in every little fucking media rag, they're like, oh my God, it's like there's like 500,000 people going to Rochester, like, and just everywhere, like the roads are going to be crazy. It's going to be bad. And I'm like, oh God, I mean, here's the thing. I've left town at that time to do random shit and the traffic is really bad just because it's like, you're getting out of town for the weekend. You left late and that's when you're on the road, like noon. However, we left at noon and, there was no traffic, like literally not at all. Like, there's only traffic like right before like the George Washington Bridge, which like there kind of always is, but not even that much. And I was like, oh God, I really wish I wasn't such a bitch for a couple days about that. But it's fine. You know, made the drive to Rochester. We tried to listen to Beyonce Knowles' new album called Cowboy Carter.
Guess who came back? The old Mimi.
We'd probably listened to like 5 or 6 songs and kind of as a group decided like, that's enough. Beyonce's voice after a few songs is
like grating, because it's like very overproduced in a way that sounds like it's like watery and like too smooth. There's literally no texture to any of her music. There's kind of no, I won't say no, there's very little semblance of like humanity. It does, I mean, people are saying it sounds like AI generated. I get that, because you do get the sense that like it really was like a team of people that's like in the hundreds, if not thousands, that had to like put this shit together. And it wasn't just her. It doesn't feel like a pure expression in the way that maybe her album 4 did, which I think was like the last album of hers that I listened to and like enjoyed, or just felt kind of anything. Lemonade, yeah, had some tracks. I mean, B-Day, obviously, still a classic album. I haven't even listened to Renaissance yet. Cowboy Carter gave it a whirl and was just like actually astonished how like stupid it was without being aware of how fucking stupid it was. It just kind of sounded like this. And like maybe a little bit of, and like
it's very dry.
I don't know. And then we, you know, we decided to change it. I was like,
thank God.
Again, there were some pretty moments, like a vocally of Beyonce, where I'm like, okay, this is kind of nice. But then it was like every song had to try to do like every genre on the face of the fucking earth. What's like a flamenco? I was like, wait a minute, what? It sounded like that song with like Jesse J that's like bang bang into my room, you know. It was just like horrible, horrifying and horrible. Really fucking hated it. I don't think I'm gonna listen to the rest of Cowboy Carter. I'm sorry. I mean, whatever. I just, if I feel compelled to at a later date, I will. Fortunately, I just think I have enough for right now. Sorry. So yeah, get to Rochester, having a great time with some old pals. I do want to specifically shout out two people, a couple that would be Sam and Tina from Baltimore, who I only get to see a few times a year. I love them dearly, and they listen to the pod together sometimes as a couple, and they're both like really funny and interesting people, and they're not like gonna just do that because they have to. So like, shout out both you guys. Makes, you know, keeps me going. It's the little things, because like I almost did forget I had a podcast. Well, I'm like, I knew ambiently I had one in the background. I'm like, yeah, I just haven't done it in a while. We're back though. Again, we're back. Okay, so the day of the eclipse, let me just say, the 2 days before the eclipse were absolutely gorgeous, clear days, sunny, beautiful. The day after the eclipse in Rochester was like 74 degrees and like sunny, which in this time of year, bitch, it's like winter until like June. We're right on Lake Ontario, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't live in Rochester, but I spent my formative years there. As I love Rochester, New York. It has very special place in my heart. The day of the eclipse, however, it was so cloudy. You couldn't even like see where the sun was. Like, not even like the little, if you stare at the clouds, like you can see like the circle of the sun behind it. No. I was even like, I set up Sean lent me a tripod that was like this, probably from like the 60s or 70s. It was like metal and like so heavy, and it was so tall. And I was like trying to underexpose it just to find where the sun would be. And I couldn't even, like, there was, I need the Taylor Armstrong clip. It's like, baby, there is no plane, but I don't have it. So that's just how cloudy it was. But you know, I think it started around like the moon started to cross in front of the sun at about 2 p.m. And that's kind of when I went outside in the front yard, setting my shit up. Just kind of, you know, made a Bloody Mary. I'm blasting that. I'm blasting cigs. I'm just like, let's fucking go.
This is like melancholia to me. Also, the giant tripod did kind of resemble that little teepee they made. And I'm like, I could probably die happy here. Like, honestly, it's fine. Not to be morbid or anything, but I'm like, you know, if it did go down, I'd be like, okay, cool, I got my friends. And, you know, whatever. God. Right before the real moment, like the big show, one of Sean's neighbors comes out. This, like, you know, fat suburban dude with like a Bills jacket on just steps outside and he's like, looks up at the sky. He's like, so what? And just turns around and goes inside. I'm like, this is Western New York in a fucking nutshell. It's like boomers who like survived the Vietnam War that like probably don't have anyone asking them how they are, and they're just so mad. Like, breaks my heart, but it's true. Anyway, so cloudy, we're just kind of like, whatever, like it's gonna be crazy no matter what. The moon does eventually cross paths in front of the sun, and it gets pitch black. Like, I'm talking night. And that's the thing with like cloud coverage like this, watching an eclipse, is it does get darker than if it was just like, you know, clear sunny day. The temperature dropped, I would say like 10 degrees. I mean, I was wearing a jacket, I was like, fine. But, you know, some of my friends were wearing like a t-shirt, and I could tell like they were cold. Suddenly they were cold.
If you don't have star quality, baby, get the fuck out of here.
In my recollection, the birds stopped chirping for like 3.5 minutes. Other people said that like the birds were chirping more. And this is kind of one of those like classic psychology things where it's like, I mean, I remember being in like, I was a psych major for 1 year, and we had to watch this like classic clip of like a basketball game. And at one point, like a gorilla mascot runs across the court, and then it's like, who all saw that gorilla? And everyone's like, no. I actually don't know how that applies, but like, I thought the birds quieted down. We were right next to Irondequoit Bay, which is a lot of wildlife activity, particularly of the avian persuasion. I don't know. Okay, so the birds may or not have been chirping more or less. I think less. Because it did just become nighttime at like the middle of the afternoon. And I felt like the air pressure was different. Like, I felt like I was in like a vacuum sealed something. We all kind of had this experience. It was honestly like, it was shared, duh. But also felt kind of like psychedelic and just strange, bizarre. You know, the light is changing so quickly, but like our eyes are adapting. So like, you know, especially because you can't see the moon or the sun. The glasses did nothing, because like the glasses are only if the sun is fully out and you're like looking directly at it. So like if you put the disposable glasses that you get, which we all had, if you put them on, it was just like you're literally wearing like a fucking eye mask. Like, it's just black. Like, you can't see shit. Even like peak, whatever. So that did nothing. And, you know, the whole thing kind of took place in, I think, 3 minutes, 40 seconds. So to go from like broad daylight to pitch black back to broad daylight, that's like the length of like a song, you know, like an average song. Not a Pink Panther or like an Ice Spice song, but like a regular song. You know what I mean? This isn't like hyper pop. We're talking like maybe like a Neil Young song, which is now available on Spotify or anywhere you listen. It was just, so things were constantly in flux and you're kind of trying to adapt, but it just felt, also we're just like excited, you know. It was, it's an incredible thing that happens. I mean, it happens like every 2 years, but not in upstate New York. I think the next one's in like Spain and like Iceland in 2 years. I think the next time it's going to be in upstate New York is like 2040. And I was like, geez, will I be alive then? Like, probably. It's like 15 years. So I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I'll still be probably kicking it then. But unless I or like my head. Oh god, I missed the soundboard, you guys. I missed the fucking soundboard. Anyways, I would do it again in a heartbeat. I'm so glad I went. And I really respect the chasers who chase the eclipse, because like I'm fucking in. I remember in 2017, I will just say, I think the first and only solar eclipse I'd seen previously to this was in kindergarten. I remember going outside and we're standing at the top of the steps wearing the little glasses and looking at the sun. So that was 1993. But in 2017, a lot of people went to, I think, North Carolina to look at the eclipse. I think I may have gotten invited, although I probably didn't. I was just kind of like, I wouldn't have been interested anyways. I was kind of like, that's really far, you know, and kind of random. I'm like, whatever, man. Like, it's just the eclipse. It happens all the time. You know, if I could turn back time, I'd probably go. Although North Carolina is like, it's far. It's really far. Well, it's like probably 8 hours, which is what I was thinking the trip to Rochester would take via Google Maps, via all the traffic. However, it was like five and a half. It's fine. More Rochester stuff though. Okay. Rochester, New York, again, spent my formative years there, special place in the heart. We went to this church in downtown Rochester called Christ Church. Sean suggested we go to this candlelit, I guess you'd call it, I don't know if it's not a concert. So it's this gorgeous like cathedral in the middle of downtown. Candlelight, choir. I feel like it was described to me, and I may have been lied to, as like they're doing like pop music covers. It was nothing of the sort. It was like, I was kind of drunk. It was just like literally like church kind of. It was like, you know, hallelujah, and it's like, yeah, whatever. I mean, I was an altar boy until I was like 16. I'm not a stranger to the you know, theatrics, but. Beautiful scenario. There was a woman that came out and played the, I don't know if it's a cello or an upright bass, we'll just say cello. And it went on for a really long time, like a really long time. And so here's what I didn't get. I addressed this with my friends later. I'm like, so she would like stop playing for like maybe like 3 to 5 seconds and no one would clap. And then like, because I was like, should I clap? I didn't clap. I'm not gonna be the first to clap. But then it went on, I would say 25, 30 minutes. And then at the end, when she did finally finish, which by the way, I mean, listen, I have ears and I have a brain. I didn't feel like the music really peaked at the end. It wasn't like this crazy, like, she wasn't like in freak mode. She was like, in regular mode. And, the second she stopped playing, everyone just like started clapping. I was like, how the fuck did everyone know how to clap then? Like everyone just started clapping. I'm like, no, this is not a me thing. And then basically everyone's like, oh no, it's like a very popular like Mozart or like Beethoven or like some shit. Like you kind of know when it's over. I'm like, I did not know. And I was actively listening, did not know. Anyways, props to you, mama. She tore it, and then like the choir boys and girls came out, probably about like, I don't know, 40 of them, 40, and they, you know, harmonized. They were, you know, God is good, God is good, God, hallelujah. I was like, it was good, but I kind of was like, ugh.
Time and place, and you did it at my birthday dinner.
It was beautiful, but also I was scared because there were bats. Bats. B-A-T-S. Flying around the goddamn cathedral. Like bats were just like circling and like flying and kind of diving around. I'm just like, I'm crawling out of my skin.
Because I do have bat related trauma from when I was like 10 years old, which I don't need to get into, but I will just briefly say, you know, in my tiny bedroom in upstate New York, I was a young boy and there was a bat flying around my room, and it was terrifying. And I kept going to my parents' bedroom and be like, there's a bat flying around. They're like, you're crazy. There's no bat. And I'm like, why would there not be a bat? We live in upstate New York. We know there's bats living in the attic. Why would there not be a bat? Turned out there was a bat. And then my grandfather, God rest his soul, came over with a tennis racket. I don't know if he got the bat. I can't remember. But we did have a guy on call called Batman, the Batman, who would kill the bats for us. So it was weird that my parents didn't think there was a bat, even though we had a man called the Batman. That, you know, that is complicated, because it's like, they, not only was I terrified of getting my, like, you know, scalp ripped off, my parents betrayed my trust and didn't protect me once again. I was like, Mom, Dad, there's a bat in my room. And they were like,
what was that? Okay, James.
And then I was like,
I don't understand. I don't understand, bitch. I don't understand. I don't understand, bitch.
And then the Batman arrived, and I was like,
hey. Hey. How you doing?
And then the Batman caught the bat, and I was like, and then after the Batman left, I was like,
so?
No, I'm saying now.
What other Rochester updates? Oh, I did not get to have a garbage plate because we would try to go to Dogtown. Dogtown is my favorite garbage plate restaurant. They were closed. They, like, just closed. So it was unfortunate, but we did go to some restaurant on Park Avenue. Park Avenue is, like, the Park Avenue of Rochester.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
It was fun. We got, like, Cosmos and, like, had dinner. Went to, like, Seabreeze, like, the you know, at sunset the day of? Wait. Was it the day? Yeah, it was the day of the eclipse. Of course, it cleared up, like, right after the eclipse. It was, like, gorgeous sunset, classic Rochester situation. You know, the orange, the pink, the purple, you're like next to a lighthouse. Loved it. You know, it did kind of invigorate my soul a little bit. Did I carry a lot of it back with me? I don't know, but it felt good in the moment. So anyways, moving forward, I want to get into some more short form topics before I get to all your questions. And topic number one is the new JoJo Siwa single, Karma. It's been stuck in my head for days. When I was listening to Cowboy Carter in the car, I was like, oh God, you know what would feel really good right now? It would kind of like equalize me. Would be to listen to JoJo Siwa's new single, Karma, which apparently is like a song that was written like 10, 12, 14 years ago. This woman tried to sell it to like Rihanna and Miley and they didn't take the bait, whatever. And JoJo is trying to say like she's bringing back gay pop, this genre she's just like kind of come up with, gay pop. I don't care. You know, I grew up with, not grew up with, but I watched JoJo Siwa grow up on Dance Moms. I know her more than all of you do, most of you, I would say. And I just don't like people talking shit. Like, listen, if you like the show Tampa Bay's, imagine if like one of them like made a song, like you would stan it. You would stan it. I'm gonna have to play the song. I know I'm gonna have to play the song.
because it's stupid, it's simple, it's refreshing, and it's just like literally good. Also, I just pulled up Spotify and it has 2,971 plays. That cannot be right. Hold on. Cannot be right. Let me refresh. Okay, 1,800,000. Listen, I'm not one of these gays that cares about like the Spotify metrics. It's like literally psycho. But you know, the choreo in the video is wild. At one point, it's like kind of like a, on a beach at night. And I wish there was more choreo and not just her like almost making out with like every woman on set, which is still cool though. I mean, come on. There's no reason to go up against JoJo Siwa because she's literally a lesbian with a speech impediment. Do you think she gives a fuck what any one of you have to say? No. I could kind of see her being a trans man though. Because there was like a photo shoot where she was wearing like a not a breastplate, like a chest plate and like a white tee, kind of Joe Calderon style. And I'm like, yeah. Because like lesbians who start off as like super femme. I mean, JoJo's like thing was like a hair bow and like glitter and rainbow colors. I'm like, you might just be like a gross dude. You might be a gross dude. Anyways, just like take a listen to Karma and, you know, we'll talk in a second.
I was a bad girl. I did some bad things. I swear I did it all for fun and it meant nothing. It never happened. It was a secret. Like when a tree falls in the forest, no one hears it. Another late night, another crazy mood. And I didn't think twice, but it would do to you. I was a wild child, you always knew it. It was a matter of time before I blew it.
Okay, so you get the vibe. Also, the lyrics are different when sung by a lesbo versus, like, Miley. I guess it was kind of a lesbo, but, like, only when it's convenient. Rihanna, definitely not. Listen, I just like the song. I just like the song. Nail Me to the Fucking Cross. But it's the only single that's kind of like jumped out and latched onto me in the last few months. So, you know, it is what it fucking is. Oh, speaking of lesbians, I rewatched the movie Personal Shopper with Kristen Stewart for about, I would say, my fifth time. I love this movie so much. Let me just hold on. I'm going to get on the Googler and like see who like directed and stuff. So I have like something to, you know, like so it's actually, I mean, it's like a ghost story, but here's the thing. Every time I watch it, it's like kind of a completely different movie. And, okay. So the basic premise is like Kristen Stewart is this like American living in like Paris. And she's a personal shopper to this like heiress kind of influencer ish, woman, probably about the same age as her. But her brother has passed away recently, her twin brother. And it's, which also this part I don't even remember. And I've seen the movie so many times. It starts off with her like going to this like kind of like chateau or like estate, being like a kind of like ghost clairvoyant, like making sure that the property is like rid of any spirits. And then she stays a few nights or she leaves and comes back. And then like, there's like terrifying, like spiritual ghost shit happening that is like bone chilling. This movie's literally bone chilling, but it's also kind of chic. And then it's also like extremely mysterious. And there's also like a murder that happens. And there's just a lot of intrigue. There's a lot of fucking intrigue. Okay, I googled the movie. Let me see here. Director Olivier Assayas. This is a man or a woman? A man. What else did he do? Oh my god. Irma Vap, 1996. Period, bitch. There's other stuff I've never heard of. It's on Criterion now, which is not why I watched it. I was just like literally thinking about watching it because I told Best Friend of the Pod, Antonio, to watch it. I'm like, this movie's perfect for you and us. Like, we have to love the movie. And he did not love the movie. And I was like, you're fucking crazy. Maybe it'll take a second watch. Kristen Stewart's like really good. I think that I watched this kind of right after I watched Twilight for the first time. And when I watched Twilight, I'm like, this bitch cannot act. Like, this movie's horrible. Then I watched Personal Shopper. What year did it come out? 2017. I mean, when did Twilight come out? Twilight movie. Here we go. Okay, 2008. Yeah, so that was like 9 years before that. But whatever, guys, I didn't watch it when it came out. Because I wasn't like a little child being like, oh, I love werewolves and vampires. It's such a dynamic, interesting movie. So genuinely mysterious and like gorgeous. It has everything. It really checks kind of every box except like humor. Like, you're not laughing. You're not going to laugh, but you're going to be like, kind of on the edge of your seat in a weird, like, ambient way where you're like not sure what's gonna happen or kind of why things are happening. She gets like, to me, this is also the first movie that had like text messages, not on screen, but like the iPhone in like the second act becomes like a huge character because you're like not sure if it's like her dead brother contacting her. Or maybe another character. It's good. It's so fucking good. It's like literally one of my favorite movies of all time. Please check it out. Sound off in the comments if you like the movie. Personal Shopper. Okay, next topic. The Joker 2 trailer just dropped. Starring Lady Gaga. It's called Folie à Deux. I'm so excited for this movie. I mean, there's no music in the movie, but apparently there's like 15 kind of, it's a, called like a jukebox like musical, some shit. Not necessarily, I'm not excited about that, but I just like, I trust Lady Gaga so much and I trust Joaquin Phoenix so much. Cause like, listen, A Star is Born was amazing. House of Gucci was only good because of Lady Gaga. I don't know why everyone's such a fucking bitch towards her. Like, what more do you want? I know I just went off about this, like, in a, maybe my last episode. She works so hard. She's trying to do as much as she can. And everyone's just, like, shit on her for no reason. I'm excited about the movie. It comes out in October. Giving me, you know, it's extended my lease on life. I have to get through the summer, get through my birthday. And then, like, I can watch this movie that will probably be really, really good.
It's like, no big deal. Like, sucking dick and cock. Like, I'm just like, oh my god.
Next topic. Okay, this is a little random, but it's a little, a factoid. It's quite frankly a factoid. I was like, where does the term plastic surgery come from? Because I'm like, originally I thought maybe it was like, oh, the breast implants, which is like what most people consider plastic surgery, maybe that was like plastic in it. That's not true, because I was like, well, I mean, people get like plastic surgery on their like face, like they get a nose job, they're not like inserting plastic. And then I googled it, and I mean, like, here we go, let me just give you a little, you know, quick little rundown. The origins of the specialty of plastic surgery date back to ancient times. It only received the name plastic in the mid-19th century, which is a basis in the Greek word plastikos, signifying malleability.
my God, there's room for everybody. Let's just say that.
Isn't that kind of interesting? I just thought it was interesting. I thought I'd share another interesting thing. Okay. Ugh, I gotta get my notes together. So for years, I've been saying, like, Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, they do not put mustard on their burgers. If you ask for mustard, you do not, they don't even have, like, the packets. And a lot of people are kind of like, oh, yeah, I guess, yeah, maybe that's true. And these are people from different areas. They're not even, like, from New York City. They grew up with the mustard. This, when I was upstate, I was in Hudson a couple weeks ago. I went to McDonald's, got a quarter pounder, had mustard on it. I was like, period, this actually changes everything. And what had happened was, you know, it's kind of like a regional thing where, like, you know, Coca-Cola has like different recipes for even, you know, every state, every like kind of county. That shit is in different areas. It's the same with mustard. And I guess people in New York City generally don't want mustard on their hamburgers and cheese burgers.
Act the fool, girl. I'm here. Act the fool.
Which is wild to me. And then, like, hold on. I have to get on Google again. Mustard, New York State fast food. Because I Googled this, like, 2 weeks ago. Okay. When coming to New York City back in the 1970s, McDonald's did their usual testing and found that New Yorkers do not put mustard on their burgers. Therefore, McDonald's does not do it either in New York City. And then basically, hold on, I forget. I'm not going to find it, but basically there's like the actual line but dividing upstate and like downstate is not like Westchester County. It's like where they start serving mustard, and I don't know where it is, but it's like really interesting. I wish I could provide this information. Okay, hold on. Let me Google it again. Where in New York State do they start serving mustard again? This is not going to be good. Okay, I'm on Reddit now. Okay, it's not important. I'm not finding the right answers. It's fine. It's regional. That's why it's regional. I don't know. Yeah, it's regional. That's all. Okay, we're going to move on to how is the job logging, chopping down trees, how is it the most dangerous profession in the world? More people die logging than, like, anything, like, by far. I mean, to me, it's like, you're chopping down a tree. I mean, I just feel like if it's falling down, the tree's maybe as wide as you are. Can't you just, like, take one step to the side? Take one step to the side and be like, okay, well, are they drinking on the job? I'm victim blaming. I don't give a fuck. I think it's weird. Maybe there's other hazards. Maybe it's, like, where they're logging, they're, like, maybe driving off a cliff. Something like that. Sound off in the comments if you know the hazards of logging, because I kind of just feel like trees don't fall that fast, and, like, you can kind of get out of the way. Just get out of the way.
What happened to hello? How are you? My name is. What happened to that?
Okay. Let's move on. Move on to the questions of the day. We're gonna move on to the questions, and yeah, what are we at? 40. Okay, I just want to say really quickly, I always read the exit reviews. Someone was like, I'm unsubscribing because the episodes are too short. I look at the exit reviews tab on my Patreon, and it's just,
it was due to feces thrown all over the walls, the floor, the ceiling, and it stunk so bad.
I, like, take a glimpse of it, and it's just like,
bitch, I swear to God.
I get where some of you are coming from. In fact, I would say 95% of them are just people being like, I'm broke, I'll be back soon. Thank you. I do, like, a little, that's why I keep checking, I like the little memo. But they're an hour long. The podcast is an hour long. I would dare you to talk to yourself for an hour and try to charge money for it and see how the fuck that goes.
Act the fool, girl.
It's fine. I'm not mad. Not mad at all. In fact, let's get it cracking. Let's get to all of your questions. Thanks for writing in. Okay, question number one. Would you rather live in ancient Rome or ancient Egypt? I mean, ancient Egypt had some weird shit going on. I think with aliens, I think the pyramids have some strange, you know, the history has been rewritten. Like, I feel like the Great Pyramid of Giza, is that what it's called? There's like actually no tombs in it or something, and it looks just like kind of like a energy source with like troughs for like molten shit, and then like a big thing at the top for like, I don't know, reaching aliens. I don't know. I forget. I think I learned that once on something I watched. So yeah, I'm gonna go with ancient Rome though, because like ultimately the desert seems a little hot and dry. I think either would be kind of fun though. You know, loincloths in Rome, that's in Italy, right? Yeah, because ancient Greece is in Greece. I mean, Greece and Rome, I'm like, are they the same thing? I mean, I know they're not, but I'm like, I gun to my head, I don't know what really the difference is. So I don't know. Okay, next question here. We have, oops, let me do that again. I did like start a new Audacity file because it has a mind of its own. So I hope the first part was saved. Okay. Next question. I'm going to Kingston, New York for a weekend in June. What should I do? Is there Uber upstate? There is Uber upstate, but I wouldn't really rely on it. I think the only time I've taken an Uber upstate, I was with people. It was like a weekend in Hudson and we took an Uber back. Oh, actually, no, I think someone just gave us a ride home. Yeah, it probably exists. It might take a while. I think in the summer you'll be okay. But I think if you know you're going somewhere, maybe call like a cab company, like see if there's a local cab company and then like pick a time for them to pick you up. And like get some cash out and like do that. I'm sure it'll be okay. I don't know. Whatever. You'll figure that out. What should I do? Kingston. Okay. I mean, there's that hotel. I think it's Hotel Kingsley. A really great martini there. And like a big salad. It's kind of affordable. It's like good. You know, I'd say for like lunchtime, I would go to like on a short hike at High Falls, big waterfall, gorgeous. Pop by Quinny's. Oh, if you don't have a car, I mean, whatever. Like, rent a fucking car. Rent a fucking car. If with friends, you'll split it. Just rent the damn car. Go to Quinny's, get a chicken salad sandwich. Have cocktails at night at the Maker Hotel Lounge, because like there be hot people up in there. That's where the hot people go. The hot rich people go to the Maker Lounge on Warren Street in Hudson. Also in Hudson, I'd go to Cafe Mutton for brunch. And then go to Gaskin's, my favorite restaurant in the world, in Germantown. These are all on the other side of the river. Like, I'm sorry, they're kind of far from Kingston. But, like, Kingston's not really that chic, you know? Wait, no, there is a... Okay, hold on. I'm just remembering this now. There is a dive bar in Kingston. I don't remember the name, but, like, you kind of can't miss it. One of those places that's, like, huge. You know, you know, I was paying in cash. Drinks are, like, $3.50. Like, you're getting change back with your drinks. It's, like, one of those places. And I sat there one night after staying at the Hotel Kingsley, and the bartender, Gen X, fugly, schlubby dude, you know, took about like two beers for him to finally respect me, which honestly is like, fine. I'm like, is it homophobia? Is it just like, I look like I'm from New York? Both, probably. Do I care? No. But these people are easy to win over. So go to that bar, because it was, I don't know, I feel like the music was good. It was kind of fun. Anyways, enjoy your stay in Kingston, New York. Next question. What do you do if you feel talked out but still got a pod? I just ignore the pod until I feel like talking again. Typically, I'm not as busy, quote unquote, as I have been lately, but I notice that I mutter to myself and like kind of pace around the apartment, or if I'm like driving, taking a shower, I'll start not muttering. I'm not like talking out loud, but it's this weird kind of like under the breath thing I do where I'm just like, and I'll like kind of laugh a little bit at some things that I want to say. Whatever. Okay. Just whatever. And then I'm like, okay, it's time to record the pod. But I'll do when I'm ready, and like I'm typically ready like once a week. So it's like fine. I hope that answered. That was from Front of the Pod, Eric. Hamburger Helpless. We're gonna do an episode soon together, I think. Look out for that. What would you say to Camille Paglia to convince her she was wrong about Lena Dunham? Oh, God. This breaks my heart. I mean, I don't want to pit women against each other, but I feel like Camille said that Lena was a big pile of pudding, and that like her feminism was just like neuroticism masked as that. Listen, you know, the Hillary stuff that Lena did, I try to forget about it, but I would just say that, Camille, watch Sharpstick, and also just watch a few episodes of Girls. Lena is an auteur. I do think she misstepped, because here's the thing, even like the liberal like establishment was like rejecting her, and so maybe she felt pressure to like try to get back into mainstream society. I don't know if she like regrets doing that or not. I don't really care, because the work speaks for itself. She's the funniest, bravest woman I've ever known. I love her to death. Again, the work speaks for itself. So I'd just be like, check this shit out. You know what I mean? And then we'll see. I think I could change her mind, but some people just aren't meant to like each other. Also, like, who does Camila Paglia even like Rihanna? She hasn't put an album in 10 years. Okay, next question. Ooh, okay. This is an example of a very good question, because it combines my interests and it's also me genuinely helping you out as a listener. So take notes. Here's the question. I need to impress someone who knows a lot about cars. Which cars should I say are my favorite? Short, sweet, to the point. And I have like only one answer, and I'm so confident this is the perfect answer. I've maybe never been more confident in my entire life about an answer of a question ever, because like, you know, even like guys who pretend to know about cars, you could say like, oh, I like, you know, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Porsches, blah, blah, blah. The real answer is going to gag everyone who's like an actual car head and who just like loves sculptural beauty and mechanics and just like has a joie de vivre. You're going to want to say, I like Alfa Romeos from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Maybe start at 60s and 70s, or just say like, I love vintage Alfa Romeos. They're the most beautiful cars hands down to this day. And if they're like, well, which ones do you like? be like, I don't know, because they're all like numbers and shit. Like, don't even entertain that shit. Or just maybe do like a cursory Google search of just like vintage Alfa Romeos. Alfa Romeos are like the like, not like a gearheads like car, you know, like they're not the fastest. They're not exactly the sportiest, although at times they have been. But they're hands down the most beautiful. The most beautiful. So you're going to say vintage Alfa Romeos from the 60s and 70s. And then if pressed further, you could be like, I love the Lamborghini Miura. M-I-U-R-A. Lamborghini Miura. B-I-C-T-H. If you drop Lamborghini Miura, you're going to get married. But don't put out, and then also don't give him a blowjob until like 10 dates. Also, there was no romantic shit in this question, but I'm just kind of assuming it's a woman about asking about like impressing a man. But it could be like a gay guy trying to impress like a straight boss. I literally don't know. I don't write down who asked the questions. This is just kind of what I'm projecting onto them. And then, you know, again, do a little Google search. Find your favorite Alfa Romeo. I'll do it fucking for you. Besides the Lamborghini Miura, vintage Alfa Romeo. Oh. Bitch. Okay. This will absolutely gag him. If you say, if he's like, what's your favorite car? And you say the Alfa Romeo 33 Stradale. It is like the most important car in human history. It's gorgeous. And it invented the supercar, basically. You can also do Lamborghini. You gotta go Italian, though. German stuff, I mean, you can do like a, yeah, Porsche, whatever. You could even go like British and say like a Jaguar E-Type. It's a little entry level. If you go Alfa Romeo, it means you are a woman of your word. The Alfa Romeo 33 Stradale. What year was this? 1967. So, but again, circling back, if you just say Alfa Romeos from the 60s and 70s, bitch, that is the perfect answer. Like, even Jeremy Clarkson, all the hosts of, like, Top Gear would be, like, gagged. They're like, that is your answer, and thank you for asking. God, I really just came alive, didn't I? Okay. Next question. Any dream hotels you want to stay at? Well, no, but I feel like Bali is like where like it just seems so crazy. There's like this, I don't know, network of hotels and like extreme luxury stays that I've always heard about. And I feel like they even went on the Kardashians once, but I don't really know where Bali is. So I'm going to Google Bali. Bali, okay. Bali is a province of Indonesia, right? And the westernmost of the Lesser Sunda Islands. East of Java and west of Lombok, the province includes the island of Bali and a few smaller offshore islands, notably Nusa Penida, Nusa Lembongan, and Nusa Senagan. Period, bitch. Yeah, I'd go to Bali. Seems like a lot of different flights, so not really my vibe, but yeah, that's my, on a realistic note, I would actually like to be able to afford to stay at the Maker Hotel in Hudson, where I like frequent for drinks, and stay at a much, much cheaper place around the corner for like $100 a night, because I think I last summer, I was like, oh, maybe for my 35th birthday, I will stay at a nice place. And I think I was looking in like June for like September dates, and it was like pretty much booked, and they were like starting at $900 a night. And I was like, damn. So, not really going to happen, but, yeah, you know, Bali. Next question. Thoughts on the electric Dodge Charger redesign. Is an electric Dodge a sin against God? It's abomination boots, for sure. Also, the design, it doesn't push the Charger any further. In fact, it looks, you know, there's like a whole industry of like Chinese companies like ripping off. I mean, it's not just like American, or it's like American, German, even like Korean. Like they just rip off everyone and make it really cheap. This design to me looks like a ripoff of an existing thing. It's like a downgrade. Like they changed the badge on the front so it doesn't look like a Dodge. They've created some new thing. The rims look so unaggressive and terrible, and it's like I don't see the point of a muscle car with in the electric age, because it's like every car is just so fucking fast. Like a Tesla Model S Plaid can go from like 0 to 60 in literally 2 seconds, so you don't need like a huge hulking like front engine bay when the batteries are like below the seats. Like you don't need that design, and I think a lot of the components probably are in the engine, but or engine bay, and so it just looks so fugly and useless. And I'm glad you asked, because it's something I've been thinking about, and I probably wouldn't have expressed it otherwise. I don't think it's going to sell well. I think there is actually a kind of a decline. There is like a massive decline in sales of electric cars because, well, the infrastructure is not there. They're also like not living up to their the charge, like the mile range that's been promised. Especially if you live in a four seasons climate, the winter really fucks up the battery. Like you're getting like 60% of like what you're promised, and you're spending more on the electric car. And then, I mean, you're getting a rebate kind of, but then like you're not just like pulling up to a gas station, fueling up, then you're on your merry way. You're sitting there for like 20 to 30 minutes with your fucking dick in your hand, you know? It's just, I don't know. I just simply don't know. But yeah, I do really think the electric Dodge Charger is incredibly whack and stupid, and no one's gonna fucking buy it. It's so useless. Bring back like the Prowler or like the Dodge Neon. Have some fun with it and not make, I don't know. Anyways, do you think Paige and Craig from Summer House will break up? So I just watched the mid-season trailer for Summer House today. This is the only time Danielle, who I, for the record, fucking hate, kind of proved her worth, because she approaches Paige and is like, you're not giving him anything. Paige lives in New York. Craig lives in, it's actually like South Carolina, I think. Where do they film Southern Charm? Charleston? I thought it was North Carolina. I think it's South. Craig is like really mature and grown up, and he's like been asked about his future with Paige, and everyone's like, do you think you'll end up together? And he's like, well, I hope so, but also like it's not the end of the world if we don't, because like, you know, he finally figured his life out and he has like a successful business, and he was like supposed to be like the biggest loser of the group. I'm very proud of Craig and happy for him. Also, he's very handsome, and you know, I've always had his back, because like he seemed like the, of the friend group, the one with like the least amount of money, even though like he was in like a frat, and it seems like his parents are like decently well off. You know, he's not like super pover or anything, but I think that, you know, I don't think Paige is ever gonna move to Charleston. In my heart of hearts, I think she's dragging him along. I think she has decent intentions. I think she's trying to figure it out, but I think their timelines are much different, and I think she'll probably look back and be like, oh fuck, like I'm too busy living my life in New York City and doing like Amazon Prime like live like trunk sales, because she says she wants to like get married and have kids, and it's like, honey, you're like 30, boop. Like, kind of the time is now, and you're with a man that wants it too and has been like waiting for you. I don't have a biological clock and I don't want kids, but I can imagine even if I did want kids and my biological clock was ticking, I'd still probably like fuck it up in some way. So I'm not going to crucify Paige, but yeah, it's like they're just a little too casual considering she like comes to visit Craig all the time. He's like renovating his house to her specific expectations. It seems like she's going to move down there, but also like you can just kind of see it in her eyes. She's like, I'm never moving to Charleston. You know what I mean? She's like, which I get, because like I fucking wouldn't either. Like I've never been. Seems a little weird. Seems a little homogenous. Seems like, I mean, the way that people dress down there is horrible, especially the men. It's like these weird pastels. It's like Easter Sunday every fucking day. And God, I don't know. It's just like very uncool. It's like very uncool. So I don't know. But also Paige, you know, I have described her as the Audrey Hepburn of her time. Is she the coolest person? No, but she is. I would say she's very charming and very funny and very beautiful. She's got a lot going for her. You know, she could probably date like fucking an NFL player. But has she? No, but I think Craig's a total catch. I would, damn, yeah. I'd marry Craig in a heartbeat. Anyways, let's just keep it moving. We only got two questions left. Well, actually, one of them I don't want to even talk about. Any good new music you're into? No. Well, JoJo Siwa. That's it. Next question. Last question. What's the spring wardrobe looking like this year? Okay, interesting question. So I did go shopping today. I tried to go to like that place, Front Street, whatever, in Dumbo. Kind of like a Japanese vintage store. For me this fall, or sorry, this spring, is about collared shirts, you know, rugby, button up, never a short sleeve button up. I'm not doing that because like spring and summer blend together. So I'm looking for that. I didn't find anything there. Basically all I need to really complete my spring wardrobe is just like a light jacket. I have a lot of jackets that are kind of like hip length, waist length, you know what I mean? But they're really old and I don't have the same body type and it just makes me look kind of like hippie and weird. So I'm looking for just kind of like something navy. I think navy and I don't know. It'll come to me. It'll come to me soon. And I did go to Stella Dallas afterwards because I haven't been there in months. In Williamsburg, you know, North 6th and Meeker. And I bought two shirts. I bought like a vintage Gap like blue cotton Oxford shirt that has like a really like elaborate like crest, like an embroidered crest, for $35. And then I bought for $40 this like Ralph Lauren Oxford that's mostly blue but has some like pink and little green flourishes, like stripes. It's preppy but it's not like too obnoxious, but it is kind of right at the limit, you know what I mean? But yeah, I just need a jacket. And like, it might be a denim jacket. Like, I kind of want, like, I have a dark color, like, J.Crew denim jacket that I like. But I do kind of want, like, a medium or, like, light-colored, like, just, like, vintage Levi's jacket. Honestly, in my heart of hearts, what I really want is a fucking tattered, paint-splattered Abercrombie & Fitch denim jacket. Because I always wanted one in high school, and I am trying to live my fucking teenage dream, I guess. But I think it's just like, actually, they look cool. And I want that. So maybe we'll go online. Sound in the comments if you know where to find that. Yeah, because I have like rain jackets and stuff. I'll, you know, I'm fine for that. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel here, you know what I mean? But I just would like a jacket, like a solid piece. Otherwise, yeah, I mean, I just have a lot of like, I wear a lot of blue, you know, like Ralph Lauren, J. Crew, Gap, blah, 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 all these like cheap shirts I get at like Savers, Goodwill, Salvation Army. I've been collecting them over the years. They never go out of style. They never go out of style. And what else am I going to do? What else am I going to fucking do? I can't do anything else. I simply cannot do anything else. So, oh, wait, but circling back, the, so I did buy, I think I've posted some pictures, whatever, an L.L. Bean rugby sweater that's, I bought one that's like white, it's like cream and like navy blue stripes. It's 5% cashmere. I noticed they make them in solid colors. And so I might get an all navy blue one and just order online. It is so soft and it's like $89, which like you might think, oh my God, that's so crazy. Let me tell you what, when I was at the Front Street, whatever the fuck, like maybe it's actually Japanese vintage. It's really not. They had an entire like wheel, like a, you know, clothing rack, wheel spin around situation of Ralph Lauren polos. And they were all $88 and they were fucking old and not even cool. Like not even that cool. They were just like generic shit I would literally find for $5 at any upstate, like actual upstate, not like Hudson Valley shit, like real America shit, $5, maybe nine. So I think spending $90 on a sweater, with a collar is an investment in my future. So that's the one piece I'm going to buy. After I get paid, I get my first paycheck tomorrow, which I'm excited about, except that my credit card bill that I just paid today was more than the paycheck I'm getting. So, ain't that America? Listen, thank you all so much for tuning in. Sorry it took so long. I'm not sorry. Listen, I love doing the pod, and I will do it as much as I can. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Tell a friend, tell a little friend. And again, I know some of you have like a lot of followers out there. Maybe if you just post it, just one little post, one little Instagram story, and just put yourself out there and say, oh my God, I love this podcast. Please, please, I'm begging you, please. Okay. Thank you all again. I will talk to you soon. And good night. Bye.